deals that both clubs are looking at guys that they've liked in the past that are currently struggling, and felt like they were the right move for their club. And you know, certainly appreciate everything Chase has done, not only on the field, but in the clubhouse and in the community, and the human part of it makes it really hard. At the same time, Ernesto's a guy that we've pursued for a couple of years, haven't been able to get him. He's going through a rough stretch right now, but there's a lot of things there for us that we like, our scouts like, our analysts like. We feel like we've had some success with guys like this in the past, and change of leagues, change of scenery. Now we think he's going to come in here and do a nice job with us.
He's considerably younger, so I would imagine he fits in the long range. Was that just in that?
Well, it could. Obviously, Ernesto comes with years of control still. As a first year of arbitration eligibility this year, we've got to get him back on the right track. And if we do that, that is one of the potential upsides.
How did Jason react?
He was ready for a new challenge. Jason's responded very well to a series of challenges in his life. He's had a good run here. I think he's got a lot of very close friends here. He loves the city, loves the team. But I think he's also ready for a new challenge. He's got a group of guys that love him, and it's always unsettling. The business part of this job is tough. The business part of this environment is tough. But we do make these decisions because we think that it will have a positive impact on us as we go forward.
Did your talks heat up after you moved Mark into the closer role and moved Jason back last week?
This is one of those that came together pretty quickly. A couple of conversations about general things and led to a potential match that came together in a hurry. So, again, a little bit like the Brian Morris situation, not somebody we were out actively shopping. It doesn't quite happen as much as it gets reported that it happens. But a situation that came together quickly and we felt was a positive outcome for us.
What do you think happened with Jason just in terms of why he might need a change of scenery or kind of what went wrong this year?
You know, the oblique strain kind of threw him off track. Got away from being as aggressive as he was before the injury. When he's been so successful here, he pitched as if he had nothing to lose. And it just wasn't quite as sharp. A few mistakes got hit hard, a few things that went his way in the past didn't go his way. And again, has a chance to be a classic change of scenery guy. We feel, with every expectation in the world, we're going to look up in September and or October, and Jason's going to have a nice run with the Angels, and Ernesto's going to have a nice run with us.
And what about Ernesto? Did you like in the past that you said you've been looking at him for a while?
Well, again, a guy that's had success as a closer at the big league level, that has quality stuff, that has a good strikeout rate. Not the ground ball guy that we typically look to acquire, but good soft contact. And again, there are indicators there that he can continue to do that, and we believe we can get him back on the right track.
How much of it is just what Jim Benedict and Ray Searidge and everybody with your staff's been able to do with these pitchers? How much does that play into when you get a guy like Frerich who struggled but had success at a big league level before?
No, it certainly helps to have the confidence that we have in our staff. They're not going to be able to help every single guy that we roll through the doors, but there's no question the track record there, both offensively and pitchers, that we've had the opportunity to help some guys. And when we see the stuff, when we see the indicators, change of scenery, getting around our staff, it is a part of it. It is a part of the process. Now, we also thought we could get Jason back on the right track. But as we looked at the current situation, as we looked a little bit forward, as we looked more into the future, we felt like this was the right move.
Did you see Mark?